Tevio has never really been, in my opinion, S3's strong suit. They can do it, but they really excel when it comes to light defense and light offense.
A lot of naked skills. When they're in default armor, I think they're one of the best teams on the field. That's my opinion, anyway.
I agree.
I've seen them come back from having, you know, just absolutely no base, and you would think, a lot of times, no chance. And, still come back in just naked armor. I guess those,
S3 is one of those... Sorry about that. S3 is one of those teams that if you take their base, it's like stirring up a hornet's nest, man. Those guys, they go nuts on you. And I think 5150 can handle it, though. I think they're going to remain calm, and I think they're going to be able to take it to 3. I'm rooting for both teams. I'm just hoping to see a really tight, close match.
Yeah. 45 seconds? Is that what Ross is saying?
He's got some guy joining in 45 seconds. And then I think they're going to do the countdown. Go from there.
In case anybody hasn't noticed, my voice is still killing me. And I'm still sick.
You're sounding much better, man. Much better.
Yeah. That's because I've been blowing my nose about 15 times an hour.
Okay, it looks like things are gearing up to start. This is going to be one epic match. 5150 is, as of yet, undefeated. And S3 prides itself on actually defeating teams that have not suffered a loss. So you know they're definitely going to be aiming for that.
Man,
I'm excited here.
Rost is telling the 5150 team to... I probably shouldn't repeat this. But I am anyway. He's telling them to lube up that cherry for him because he's ready to pop it. 5150 is undefeated so far on the LGL ladder. And Rasta has been saying that he looks forward to mounting their cherry on his mantle. So we'll see if he lives up to it.
Man, if I were a player in this match right now, I would be filled with anxiety. Fighting for the number one spot between such two excellent teams, I would just be on fire. No words to express it.
I usually only get really antsy before a match, just before the game starts. Like it's like, come on, let's go. I'm ready to go. Start the game. I get really antsy waiting for it to start. After that, I'm okay. Hey, if I cough on you guys, don't get mad. I'm trying to mute myself as much as I can. You know? So, and Warwich, if you hear me coughing, I'm muting my mic, so don't think I'm barfing on everybody or anything. I can't mute you.
All right, sounds good.
I'm still stopped up. How did
let me check the roster here. It looks like...
Sorry
about that. 5150's got Slam, Chaos, Smooth 22, Smoking Man, Realistic, FFD Spy, Red Dread, Slut, Adrenaline, and Shithead. Looks like they're going with their big guns.
On the S3 side, we have Crucifix, Automag, Farm, Blue Nose, Killer, Smoke, Rasta, Def Havoc, Stupid, and that Fulio Coolio. Same thing on the other side. All the old S3 players, you don't see any of the new guys in. It's the classic S3 lineup, as I like to consider it.
Okay, it looks like they're just about ready. The magic is about happening out there in WSBN land, so stand by, guys. It's going to get crazy here in about 1 minute. Strap yourself in, Taxi. It's going to get nuts.
I'm just glad they're not playing Dangerous Crossing. We have a chance of following the action.
No kidding.
You know?
CX, one of my favorite maps.
It's one of my least favorite, especially the broadcast. Match starts for 15 seconds, folks.
All right, 15 seconds.
Looking at the pings, too.
Guys, stand by out there.
The highest pinger on the server is Death Havoc. He's got about 250. Everyone else is 100, a little bit above, a lot of them below. And the match has
started.
Here we
go. The match has just started.
S3 jumping around.
5150 is gearing up.
Jumping around the flag. Got a couple of lights waiting for the naked cap.
Looks like we got Red Dread coming out to heavy sit the flag. He's got an IMV station. Incoming capper. Boom, and they got the flag. S3 has the flag.
That's Blue Nose.
It's Blue Nose. He's off the backside.
Two heavies on the S3 flag.
Dropped the flag. It got returned to the Blood Eagle base.
That was quick. Absolutely nothing happened.
5150's
on
got one heavy on the flag here on 5150 side.
Here comes a
couple light beams bouncing around the base.
Don't know who it is.
5150 base is being riddled.
That's slam on the S3.
S3 is just absolutely... S3 is just blowing apart the enemy base here. They are keeping it down 24-7.
Well, slam is doing a good bit of damage on the S3 side. There's nothing left to the S3 base. Maybe a turret left. Gens are down. Still alive, bouncing around the deck, and get caught in the chest with this. He's down.
Okay, it looks like who just took that flag?
I don't know, but he still has it.
He got the flag. He's going on the far side. He is now midfield.
Oh, S3 flag's not in the base.
Looks like it's Blue Nose.
And that was Flood who took it. He got dropped. S3 flags in the field. And it's back at the base. And Blue Nose capped it.
5150 flag has been returned.
Blue Nose capped one of them. It's 1-0. S3.
1-0. S3's up. Tell you what, the 5150 defense is not looking so hot here. The flag is open as can be. This is not a good sign. Got a couple of light E now coming into position.
Well, this is one of S3's strongest maps. I mean, they beat... Who did they beat on it? Run and Gun on it, and they beat Team Fusion on it. And I believe... I can't remember the one before that, but I've scrimmed with E5.
E150 base is online. They've got some turrets out. They're playing a very traditional game. One farmer. A couple light D on the flag. I don't see a heavy on the flag. Incoming capper. Took him down. Flag is secure on the 5150 side.
There's not much action on the flag itself on the S3 side, so their base is getting hit pretty good. Gens are off and down. I've seen them up maybe once the whole game. Turrets are all blown. Got a heavy on the flag, but they haven't taken the flag.
Sorry to interrupt you here, but S3 has just taken the flag. He has got a heavy chain gun fire. I'm with him midfield. I believe it's Blue Nose. He is being chased by three guys. He's down.
Realistic.
It was Automag. Automag got shot down.
That was realistic who stopped him. They've got a long-range disc spammer hitting the S3 solar panels, and it's working. They have not been up for a while.
Looks like 5150 is relying on some portable IMV stations they've got hidden around. Got some repairs up. Base is looking okay.
Capper coming in.
Looks
the
like they're holding
side.
The flag in the field.
And he goes nowhere. He sniped in midair, it looked like. Again, that's the first real flag attempt I've seen in a while. There's not much action on the S3 flag.
Looks like both teams are playing a very traditional match. Both it seems have one heavy sitter on the flag. I see a lot of S3 bouncing around in the shadows, kind of just setting up for a flag run. Flag is now back on
incoming
the flag stand.
Incoming file transfer.
And I see incoming cappers right now. Boom. Blue Nose got the flag. He's off the backside. He's heading east.
Hey, look at the time limit. Why is
he's
it counting?
Hit by a mortar.
Time limit's counting up.
The flag is down. I wish you could have seen that scene. Red Dread just pounded Blue Nose with a long-range midfield mortar. things are a little bit quiet here now on the 5150 base. It looks like S3 is regrouping for an organized strike. 5150 is holding their flag on a hilltop off the east-hand side.
I think this is Killa on the S3 flag, and he's still wearing the same heavy armor he had when the game started. He hasn't gone down yet. He kind of got knocked out the base once, but he jumped back up and repaired out of a portable. And there's a little bit more action on the S3 flag now. They have two lights around it, dancing around, sniping whoever comes in, chaining, and one heavy on the flag itself. So any lights that are coming near it aren't getting even close. And for the first time, Killa finally goes down, and Roster caught him in the back with a disc by mistake. That's the first time he bought it for the whole match.
Well, the 5150 flag almost got taken again, but now their light beam's bouncing all over that flag. It's a little bit offset. And they're in a good position here for defense work, at least a good... ...30 seconds. They've still got their heavy on flag, it looks like... Two or three light D, a few turrets, but I see S3 setting up for back cap. Looks like they see him. They're ready for him.
Well, there's a sniper off in the distance hammering this S3 base, and it's really working. Because
now, he's about to cap. They've returned the flag. Boom, 1-1.
That was slut. Evens it up.
Both
one,
teams are
one,
tied.
18 minutes left in the match.
S3's got the flag. They're going over to the east-hand side, but good night. Red Dread took him out with the mortar.
Yeah, he's a hell of a shot. Again, the S3 snipers are trying to get that 5150 sniper that's off in the distance. He's doing a lot of disc spamming and even blaster spamming. And it's really harassing him. He seems to be just dedicated to spamming their base from a distance.
5150's got their flag in the field. They've got three light D covering it. 5150 base is online. Looks like their stations are down. They got a heavy on their...
Incoming file transfer.
Flag and a light D on the flag stand, so defense wise, they're looking pretty good.
S3 flag.
1-1.
S3 flag still on the base. Jen just came back up again. Heavy hasn't come out yet.
Holy cow, looks like they just got the flag out of the field. He's cruising midfield now. S3 picked it up off the field. He's now midfield. He's coming your direction. Pick him up. He's about to cap.
I don't see him. And here he comes. And that's a cap. Blue Nose.
Blue Nose got the cap. 2-1 S3.
2-1. 17 minutes left in the match. S3 flag gets grabbed.
And you know 5150 leadership.
And I don't know who has it until I implement the scripts. It's really hard for me to keep track of who has the flag.
A lot of incoming here, and they
slut capped it.
2-2. This is a grudge match.
Yeah.
Good. Slut took care of that business.
Very even. 2-2. 16.5 minutes.
2-2. Roller coaster. S3 versus 5150. Automag's got the flag. He's got a very poor run. He's heading midfield now. He's got a lot of chasers on him. And he's down midfield. Looks like he got chained down by realistic.
Panels are down. No gens. Couple lights around the flag. Here comes a capper on one side. Here comes a capper on the other side. Doesn't get both of them get down. about three or four lights hanging around the S3 flag.
Okay, S3 picks the flag off the field again. They're forced to take the flag back to the 5150 base. They're looping it around that gully. It's Blue Nose. He's got the flag. He's going up the far east side. He is now midfield. Looks like he's got a nice clear run. 5150's got to be better about this. This is the second time they've let their flag get picked up midfield. That's a no-no right there.
That long-range spammer is still doing his work off on the north side. He's hitting those panels. There might be one on the other side that I can't see. But
S3 just capped 3-2. S3
Blaze is down again. Still, a bunch of lights hanging around the flag. Not much action on the S3 flag either. You'd think there'd be a little bit more pressure on the S3 defense, but there isn't.
Looks like they've resorted to a light defense on the 5150 flag. S3's bouncing all over in the shadows. They're definitely setting up for something tricky. Incoming capper now.
S3 flag just got picked up.
Looks like the flag is down in the field.
Boy, those flag tracking scripts are really going to work. We got one. Killer from S3 has been working on one that works in observer mode, which is the problem we have now, is not being able to track who has the flag. Sludge just capped. 3-3.
There we go. 3-3. 3-all.
14 minutes left in the
match. These teams are slugging back and forth, Taxi. It's just a non-stop cap event.
Yeah, very even. They're away, but they're just not as frequent as they usually are in these matches. They're very far and few between.
Incoming cappers right now.
Automag picked it up.
Automag has a few chasers on him, and I don't see any S3 support. I doubt he's going to make it.
No. I don't see him.
He's looking better. He's now cruising midfield. He's off to the west-hand side, actually.
Well, that long-range 5150 spammer is now starting to look for him. He's getting in on the chase, and he bagged him right in midair. That was spy. Hits Automag in the back with a chain gun. Flag in the field, and it's returned.
Three all. 5150 versus S3 on Roller Coaster.
Well, the S3 flag isn't in the base.
And
oh.
5150 just capped him. That was slut.
I missed the grab. 4-3. 5150. 12 and a half minutes left in the base. Left in the map.
It has made an attempt on a 5150 flag, but it is currently held on the flag stand by a swath of light D. These guys are not going to let their flag go. I see turrets around the flag stand. Their base is online. It looks like the S3 offense might be faltering. They've got a base on the inside as well, and I see farmers doing their business everywhere.
S3 base is still destroyed. The panels aren't up yet. Got turrets around all over the place, a couple of deployables. But that long-range spammer is really doing his work. He's moving around. He's keeping them off balance and really harassing the heavy on the flag. And here comes a capper, and he bounces off the back of the heavy on the flag, throwing some grenades as he goes.
The flag has just now been returned to the 5150 side. They've got a tight defense now. They've got a heavy sitter. They've got turrets and three light D. It's not going to be easy for S3 to take this space. They've got turrets all over their base, stations up. Looks like S3 has dropped their offense and are moving to a more defensive strat.
That's kind of a strange thing to do when they're down by a point. Their base is completely destroyed. Got a heavy on the flag. And believe it or not, I don't see many S3 on this side. There's a heavy jumping around freely on the S3 base, but since everything's already exploded, there's not much for him to do except keep up with the heavy on the flag, which is what he's doing right now.
Here they come. S3 just appeared in a wave. They are attacking the enemy base. They just took down the gens. Interstations are also down, and all the turrets have been destroyed. S3 was simply holding up for an organized strike, and it looks like it's going to be a payoff. Their base is down
beautiful timing, unbelievable. They had two cappers in midair coming in on the S3 side. One of them hits the heavy on the flag in the back with a disc, knocks him out the way, and a second later, another one swooped through, picked the flag up, and went over the side. He's heading your way. Flag's not in the field. He must still have it. I can't see him, though.
I see him. He's coming in now. He is about to cap. He's got some chasers. He's about 5 seconds away. Boom. Flag is capped.
Wow. What a beautiful grab.
5 to 3.
5 to 3. What a fantastic grab. S3 base is back together again. Got some incoming mortar fire. Flag is still in the base. Got a light on the flag instead of a heavy. Here comes a 5150 capper, but he goes nowhere. Misses over the top. He's killed. And here comes a heavy back.
I'll tell you what. The flag has just been taken. The flag has just been taken. It looks like Blue Nose has the flag. He's taking it down the east gully. He's got a lot of chasers on him. A lot of chain gun. The sky is literally filled with chain gun.
Yeah.
He is now midfield on the east side coming your way.
And he's got one in front of him, one in back of him, and he's still alive, which is amazing. He's in the air. He's coming in for the cap, and he evens it up. Blue Nose.
And he got the cap.
Beautiful cap. Beautiful cap. How he made it through about
five
guys.
5-4. 5-4.
Not 9 minutes left in the match.
Looks like S3's down by 1 point. 9 minutes left in the match. The 5150 defense has just reset. They're looking good with turrets, with heavy and light heavy. Their base is back online.
S3 put two heavies back on the flag. Turrets are down. Power is up. Got a lot of deployables around the top of the base. And those long-range spammers are once again going to work, taking the panels down on each side.
Incoming cappers now. The red dread just shuts them down. Body block each. Hold on. Automag has got the flag. He is now heading. He's down. Did not get far at all. Chain gun from behind by FSD Spy.
Got a lot of mortar fire going on the S3 base. He's doing a lot of damage. He took out a couple of guys, knocked the heavies all over the place inside the flag stand. He finally got knocked off the base himself. I don't know where he is. No, he's still alive. They got two heavies mortaring. It's pretty much a battle between a heavy on the hill and the heavies in the flag stand. And the ones in the flag stand have won.
Both teams are using a very traditional strat.
Yeah.
But it seems to be paying off a little bit for 5150, who have currently got the lead. But you can tell they're both using the same strat, largely for the fact that the map is so even. Hold up real fast and miss the play. Looks like S3 has got the flag. Again, they've picked it up out of the field. S3 is letting it go midfield, and that is a huge mistake. The capper is heading in on the east-hand side taxi. Pick him up midfield. He is on your side now.
I'm looking for him, but I don't see him. And here he comes. I just watched for the chain gun fire. He's still moving. Looks like a Blue Nose, by the way. He's dodging and weaving, coming into the flag stand. He makes it in on the top, and
boom.
He caps it. Blue Nose again with
five all.
Beautiful cap. Just a guy is amazing to watch. Five up. That'll even it up. 7 minutes left in the match. Again, he brought that in through at least five guys chaining him from behind. And there's no slant.
Blue Nose.
Looks
like S3 has got a heavy setting up. It looks like they might actually, nope, it's a 5150 heavy coming in. They're going to ski down towards your base and do some heavy carnage. We got some cappers coming into the 5150 side, but the flag is down. Automag has been killed.
Not much action on the S3 side. The two heavies are still sitting on the flag, though.
Well, the 5150 flag is currently in the field, but they keep making the mistake three times now of letting it getting picked up off the field, not the stand, and that has given S3 a cap almost every time. This likely better wake up. Because I'm sure right now 5150 is not too happy about the fact.
Well, there's a dogfight over the S3 flag. Capper picked it up and got caught out in the field. It was Slut that got hit in the back with a mortar by Roster. The flag went in the field. I don't know. There was a brief dogfight over it, and S3 brings it back. Too heavy standing around it. One light on the roof. Looks like a sniper trying to keep down the fire from that long-distance spammer.
We've got 5 minutes left in the match. Both flags have been returned to base. I see a lot of chaos on the 5150 flag stand, but no incoming cappers. It looks like they're just trying to take the light D out of business. Capper from behind. He's sneaking up now. Doesn't see him. Body blocked. And the cap attempt fails.
Same thing on the S3 side. They're getting close to it, but not close enough. They're barely picking it up. They're dying just about on top of the flag itself.
Capper up the front.
Automatic.
Sorry to interrupt you, Taxi, but oh, he's down.
The long-range spammers, they seem to have two guys dedicated to taking down the S3 turrets and panels, and I'm sure that's really upsetting them right now because it takes a lot of work to get anything, any kind of deployable defense set up on this map because the panels are down for so long.
I really feel they should change the name of this map to Need Repair.
Yeah,
it is
doubt.
No longer Roller Coaster. Need Repairs. NR.
S3 flag is wide open. It could be picked up any minute. Here it comes. There's the grab. That's Slut. He's off on the north side, coming around, going the long way. He's going down between the canyon, between the two hills. A couple of chain guns going off around him, but not too many people close enough to pursue. Watch for him. North.
I see him now. He's coming in. He is down midfield. S3 nailed him. They're sitting on the flag.
That was Farm. Caught him with his
chain. And they return it.
Heavy's back. Flag. I don't know who it was that took both the heavies out, but they did a great job. Between the long-range spammers and a couple of incoming heavy O.
Oh, 5150 almost lost their flag. It is now beneath their plasma turret, but the 5150 defense shut them down. All 10 players.
Oh, that's terrible.
Got to have all 10 players.
3.5 minutes left. It's 5-5. 5150's down a man, and S3 took their flag. I don't know where he is. Looks like Automag has the flag. Does he still have it?
Well, the 5150 flag is down beneath their base. Currently being guarded by 2 light D. There's a small duel right now for the flag.
Well,
and they missed it.
Slut picked up the S3 flag. I don't know where he is. He went his same usual route. He's been hitting the same one. He's going north. Coming in on your side, I think. And the bomb just joined. Let me see if I can get him on a team.
Now
about
online
crackers?
For 5150. Okay, it looks like I missed a play. The flag is coming right at midfield. Narrowly having missed a mortar, it looks like S3's abandoning.
Flag, there's a fight right now in the server over who should be there and who isn't. Cracker. And it looks like Cracker's
there. Is a monstrous duel right now for the 5150 flag. S3 now has the 5150 flag. They are down.
S3 flag
has been taken out. Realistic gun down, Blue Nose. For those of you just joining, it's Roller Coaster, 5150 versus S3, 6-all, with 1:48 remaining in the match.
Lots of incoming heavy O on the S3 side. It's doing a lot of damage to the...
It looks like this is going overtime.
It may. They're doing a lot of damage to the guys on the S3 flag. And now S3 has 1, 2, 3, 4 heavies on their flag. And any incoming light cappers, they're just taking out in midair with their chain guns. looks like S3
the 5150 flag is...
Looks like S3 is gambling and going into overtime. Three heavies on their flag now. The fourth one comes back and starts hitting for the base.
And we got 1 minute remaining.
In between three cappers, I don't know who that was. Who was that? Chaos came in and actually managed to pick the flag up. He brought the flag out the side, but he didn't get very far. Flag's on the ground. Three S3 around it, mining it. And they're going to
5150 flag is on the ground. Looks like they're going to leave it in the field. They've only got one light D on the flag down there.
45
but a couple
seconds.
Hovering on top. We've got 40 seconds remaining. Six all. It looks like it's going to be a tie. Go ahead.
One heavy back on the S3 flag. Capper came in. Doesn't get far. Another one joins him. Here comes another capper. He doesn't get far. Here comes another capper. He picks it up. He's in the air. That's chaos. He has the game. He has enough time to get back to base if he really moves. He's still moving. He's in the field. Chain gun's going around and nobody close enough to really get to him. Dodging mortars, dodging this. He's coming
I'm looking
in on
for
the,
him right now.
On the east side. 10 seconds left. He made it.
11 seconds remaining. He's coming in. 7-6. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh.
Oh.
Tied at 6.
What's it look like here? Almost had that cap. He landed on the flag, but the map ended the moment he landed. 6 all. 6
even.
All.
So now this one goes to sudden death, right? So, yeah. They have to play roller over again. And first cap on this map is a winner.
That's right, guys. It was 6-all on Roller Coaster. It looks like it's going to go into overtime. 5150 and S3 just pounded the crap out of each other. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to take a break there. I'm going to fall over dead from the action.
I need to cough. I've been holding in a cough for about 10 minutes. Hold on a second.
Okay, I'll tell you what, between matches here, I've got a very special request out there in WSBN land. Quade Panda, known by many, he's pronouncing his love here for DVC X Panda. Looks like he wants her, him, I don't know who's a her or him, but Quade Panda wants to marry DVC X Panda. That's crazy stuff.
Hey,
love is in the air for WSBN.
Since when did we become the love connection?
Change it to the Love Channel.
Okay, I will be right back, y'all, in about 30 seconds.
Good old Quade. Well, I'm checking IRC right now. It looks like Chris Avelli wants to jump in on a threesome right there between the pandas. Chris Avelli Panda from TF. Kind of bouncing around the IRC channels right now, looking in for some requests and what have you. That was the craziest game I've ever seen. 6-all, 5150 roller coaster, S3 action. What happened, man?
Well, y'all are going to laugh, but I'm going to tell you anyway. I just went and yelled at my neighbor and told him to stop vacuuming his house because I could hear it. I could hear it over my microphone.
Well, but I'll tell you what, now that we have a moment here, let me...
Hello? Did I lose your witch? Uh-oh. Warwich? I can't hear you, witch. Warwich? 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 Dude. Warwich? Dude? Be right back. You
yes,
with
sir.
All right, cool.
I'm hopping all over IRC now. Let me jump back in game to make sure the match hasn't started.
No, we still have a...
I gotta fly my ass all the way over to the Blood Eagle base here. It's a long trip in observer mode. Just want to give a shout-out to a few friends out there.
Warwich,
I've got too many of them, but...
Let me interrupt you here for just one second,
up?
Please. On the overtime map like this, isn't the time limit 15 minutes? Or is it changed to 10?
You know what? I think it's actually 10 minutes. I'm almost positive it's a 10-minute overtime. First cap wins. Just want to give a shout out real fast here between maps to my whole team. Got to say hello to Team Nuts. Got to love those guys. Great guys out there. And our buddy's Resurrection. Good old Sweet Pea. Got to love her. She's idling in the channel now. Want to say hello as well.
Hey, maybe we can have that as like a post-game show, you know? The WSBN Love Connection.
Hey.
We could do it. There's not enough girls that play the game, though. We need more girls. You need everybody to recruit their girlfriends. And their sisters.
All right. Well, it looks like tension is running high. Rasta seems to be in good spirits, but I'll tell you, you play a map between these two good teams, you tie 6-6, you're sweating. There's
yeah.
no way around it. I don't care how much of a veteran you are, you
mm-hmm.
are sweating. First cap wins? My God, man. That's just crazy stuff.
I'm going to get... I don't know how to say his name. I think his name is Maelstrom. To check on the... on the rule, the overtime rule at the OGL site, just so we'll know.
I'm going to have to pull a taxi here. There we go.
No, mine are a little bit louder. Heavier. Wow, I can actually, like, breathe a little bit easier.
Well, I got some people asking. What map now? Well, folks, they've only played one map so far, 5150 and S3, and they tied 6-6.
Right.
It was the craziest thing I've ever saw. They're going to go to a 10-minute overtime on a roller coaster.
It was such an even game, wasn't it? It was just so impressive to watch both sides. Okay, it's 15 minutes.
Well, here I am on the Blood Eagle side again. Here we go. They're setting it. Map starts in 5 seconds. Let's get ready, folks. Good luck. Here it comes.
Alright.
5150 is setting up. They're rushing into their base now.
S3 doing the same. I only have one guy on the flag. Waiting for the naked cap, which I don't see coming. And here come two heavies on top of the S3 flag.
5150 is going with their same strat. One heavy on flag, likely red's red, a couple light D. Scratch that. It looks like they might be going for two heavy on flag. 5150 has now two heavies on the flag stand.
There's three on the S3 side, and here comes a fourth deploying. Oh, I take that back. That's only three.
S3 just went for a scout crash. They tried to take out the heavy on flag. Holy cow, Blue Notes has got the flag. In the first minute, two mortars coming in. Boom! Two mortars take him out. Midfield.
Here comes a capper. No, he's a heavy O with a capper behind him, it looks like. Blows the heavy on the flag out of the box. Still two heavies coming in to take his place. He's still alive, sitting on the ledge. S3 is all over him, and he's down. Two 5150 heavies down, right on top of the flag. One S3 heavy still remaining. The other one skirting around.
5150 is holding their flag well. They've got one heavy on the flag remaining. Their base is totally down. I see a total of 3 to 4 light D, maybe one medium deployer. Lots of carnage and chaos going on right now. S3 has got the flag. Blue Nose has got the flag off the west side. He's going far. The mortars cannot touch him. The guy is cruising. There is no one on him. He's coming up on the west side. Two now. Pick him up midfield. He is now over the first ridge.
I think
it's all yours.
I can't tell if it's him in the air
check
or not.
Chain gunfire.
Oh, he's got a lot of distance to cover. There's about 5 guys chaining him. It looks like just a general light show, man. Coming over the last hill, heading towards the base. He's got a lot of speed up. He's going to go low to avoid the chain gun fire. He's underneath the base, going on the far side. I lost
it's
him.
It's been dropped.
I don't see the flag, and I lost the capper. He still has it. Here he comes in. S3 flag is not in the base. He's got nothing to come home to. And there's the flag on the base. There's first cap, S3.
And S3 wins the overtime by one cap. I'll tell you, S3 pulls that magic every time.
Yep.
Every time.
They're incredibly good, on overtime plays. They're just unbelievable. The server is going to change. I guess it's going to change over to the S3 server called the Biscuit. So we're going to drop out and follow them now. It'd be nice if they gave me a password.
Well, for those of you who just joined, once again, S3 just took the win on Roller Coaster versus 5150 by a 1-point lead in the overtime. Great work by S3. It's going to go to Cloak of Night now, which is going to be quite the map. I'm not too familiar with Cloak of Night, but I'll tell you what, it's dark and it's cold, and 5150 better be prepared for a very well-prepared S3.
I'm waiting for the password, which I don't have yet.
I'll tell you what, both teams really deserve applause for what happened. That
absolutely.
Match was intense. Super Grover from TF tells me that 5150 is more than ready. More than ready for Cloak of Night. So I'm real anxious to see what's going to happen there.
Well, since there was all that hoopla over that Smooth 22 guy who said that S3 didn't beat Running Gun for the number one spot on skill. They beat them on, what was it? What was the word? Map knowledgeability, I think it was. Whatever that is. It sounds like a skill to me. Since they started all that little flame festival there about that, I'm sure they've been practicing the Cloak of Night map nonstop since the map was picked, just to maybe just save some face in case they lose it. You know, they don't want to lose that map. Getting themselves familiar with a little map knowledgeability.
Well, I'm kind of lost in the dark here. What server are they jumping on?
It's supposed to be Biscuit, but
I
can't get into it.
Tribal Biscuit of all things, huh? Let me go ahead and update my GameSpy here and see if I can't find it. Zodiac wants to send out a message. It says, Yo Chaos, massive love to you from Zodiac and Shala. 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 Good job, Chaos. Well, I'm currently cycling through my GameSpy trying to find this cursed server. Looks like the server gods have not been kind to me.
Okay, I have the password. I'm going to message it to you in IRC.
You know, I wonder what motivates S3 to use the Tribal Biscuit. In my experience, that is not one of their better servers.
No. I don't know. It looked like everybody's ping was good on the Nerzil server. I don't know why they would change. I'm one of those people that if the server is working, you stay with it. And check your PM, please, Warwich.
All right, Ian. Could you give me the IP to that server? I'm having a hard time finding it. It's not my favorite.
I can do that.
Well, once again, folks, I want to let you know that S3 did win on Roller Coaster. And they are now going to Cloak of Night, where 5150, a very well-prepared team, is going to take them on. If they can beat them on that map, it's going to go to Rain Dance, which, as we all know, is an all-time favorite map for anyone who loves heavy offense.
You should have the IP.
I see it now.
Did you look under your server list under Clan S3, or did you look under Tribal Biscuit first?
You know, I think I looked under Clan S3, but I've got the IP now. I should be there shortly.
This is a very difficult map to cover, too. From a broadcast point of view, because it's so dark, you pretty much can't see who's coming in from where or anything else. But we'll try to bring it to the best we can.
I myself have not. I've not set one foot on this map. I like it because it's dark, and I like to hang out in the dark. That's cool, but. I'm a sniper, and I don't like that stuff. So I hope S3 5150 are ready for the crazy darkness that's about to happen.
Is it just me or like? Colds, you know, human cold bugs getting worse and worse. It seems like everybody who gets them is just like hacking up their lungs. I think we're getting like new and improved common colds or something, man. I don't know.
Yeah, I think we'll probably all end up being dead by 2002. Probably from a flu virus.
I mean, it just seems like they keep coming back worse than before. You know, I mean, like my eyes feel like they're going to melt out of the eye sockets, you know. You feel like
every year, man, they kept saying.
Right.
This year's flu is the worst one ever. Each year it gets worse, you're right.
Well, they need to do something about that.
Well, it looks like S3 and 5150 are frolicking on the ever elite level broadside. Looks like they're playing in the field right now, just kind of bouncing each other around.
Yeah, I think Roster and Realistic are having a picnic over on the north side. I'm not sure.
Can't tell if that's red or white wine they seem to be having, but they seem to be enjoying themselves.
Hold on, I need to dispense with some beatdowns.
I'm going through the IRC channels right now for the last minute requests. Pepsi wants to give a quick shout to his team, the Sodas. Good team that. Hopefully we'll see those guys kicking some ass in the top 10 soon.
Oh.
Chris Avelli wants me to tell my buddy Grover that he is apparently a dyke. Okay? Cool. Chris Avelli, you're screwed now. Grover's not going to cap for you anymore. And he's going to have to go and join Nuts.
No, actually, I'm sorry. I hate to disappoint you there, Walrich, but he's going to be joining Damage Incorporated at the end of the week.
Oh.
I'm sorry, man. I beat you to it.
Well, I'm not quite sure how long until they start. Let me hop into the server here.
Hey, Lazy Boy from E5 just gave me... God damn this piece of shit microphone, son of a bitch. Lazy Boy from E5 just gave me a nice tip to turn the gamma up for Cloak of Night so we can maybe see what's going on a little bit better. I didn't think about that.
Okay, I'll give that a shot.
Yeah.
I want to say a quick hello to my friend Blix from the Cold Fusion Clan. I think he's out there listening. Long-time friend. Used to play Quake with that guy years ago.
Thank you, Lazy Boy from E5. That looks like it's going to help. You can tell... See, there are cool people that play for E5. They're not all like that lamer shag who promises equipment that he never sends. There's actually cool guys like Lazy Boy. And my buddy HG. And, of course, Ernst and Dweezil and the rest of the maniacs. We're going to be broadcasting their match on Tuesday.
Gamma.
We're going to be broadcasting the E5 BTK match on Tuesday, and it should be fun to watch Ernst go ballistic all over G-Man Zuka. Their love for each other is well documented.
Yeah, you know, that BTK E5 action is something that I think you just escaped having been in E5 yourself. I think you know all about the heresy going on right now.
Yeah, I wish I was going to be in that match. Because it's going to be fun.
Well, I'm going to continue to update the people here who are out there in WSBN land. Once again, for those of you who just joined, I got to repeat again, it's S3 versus 5150. S3 took 5150 in a win on Roller Coaster by a one-cap overtime. Nasty stuff. Very, very crazy game. They're moving now to Cloak of Night. We're currently on this map with our gammas maxed out so we can see what the hell's going on. And it should be a close game either way.
Now, how do I tell what side is which? It does help to turn the gamma up for
what
anybody
side?
Else wanting to... wanted to know and to see better on this map. If you turn the gamma up a little bit, you get a little bit more visibility.
Think of it as night vision goggles.
Yeah. You know what sucks though? I have to watch in software mode. And I'm not very happy about that.
I'll tell you what, I am just like flying around the hilltops because I don't even know where the hell the bases are. I have never been on this map. I've never learned it fast.
Click your fire button. It'll bring you at least one or the other.
There we go. I don't even know. Okay, what the hell base is this?
You have a...
What, Blood Eagle?
I don't know. Do you think I'm a professional, man? Do you think I know what I'm doing when I do this? I don't have a clue. I make it up as I go. Okay. Roller coaster. Cloak of Night, S3 will be Blood Eagle. 5150 will have the Diamond Sword side.
Okay, it looks like I finally found the Diamond Sword side after flying around the hilltops there for quite some time.
Okay, somebody's getting banned.
Yeah, this is match number two here, boys. 5150 versus S3. Cloak of Night. Uh-oh. It's like a very frigid day here on Cloak of Night. The snow is falling. Teams themselves seem to be pretty stern. They're standing around, or ready to kick some ass, so we'll see if 5150 can, pull off a win and take this to Rain Dance, which I'm anxious to see.
You know, I'm actually anxious too, just to watch two good teams play.
Personally, I am rooting for Estuary. My Reno buddies. Yeah, I wouldn't mind them capping out on both maps, but since I love to see both of these teams play, I wouldn't mind it going up to 3. I don't want to jinx them, though. I can't believe I said that. Oh, man. No. No. See, now...
Here, folks, the curse of taxing. Now, if S3 loses, it's taxi's fault.
Right. Can you believe how much stuff I'm going to get if they lose this map? They're going to blame me for it. I know it.
Well, things are still quiet here, folks. Just stand by in WSBN land. Not much going on. They're just kind of sitting around. I think they're formulizing their strats, getting their nerves together after just the utter chaos of Roller Coaster that we just saw. And I'm real anxious to see here. 5150 looks like they've got to drop a guy, and they're working on who that guy's going to be.
I'm curious if 5150 is going to employ their... renowned heavy O on this map. It's such a long distance between the two bases, and I don't play any heavy O, so I don't even know if there's any really great routes available to get around on this map. So I'm curious if it's going to be just an all-light fight between the two teams, or if there's going to be actually, you know, a lot of heavy O on either side.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't have any experience on this map, and I'm about to learn a lot just by watching these two great teams play. But these Hilltops, they look like they are well-suited for heavy offense. It probably wouldn't take much skill at all to hop a guy over there in a heavy and to wreak some carnage. Probably going to be a lot of focus on those rocket turrets, probably with lights or heavy armor, not sure which. Don't really have a strat for this map, so I'm real curious to see what they're going to do. But that rocket turret on the Hilltop can really take out a capper fast. So we're going to see what kind of power and what kind of pressure these teams are going to put onto that turret.
Okay, I would like to take this moment to tell the Virus Clan that you are a bunch of... of sniveling labors who keep spamming the channel and will you please shut the fuck up? I answered each of you guys already, and is it that important to you to get mentioned on the air? Well, congratulations. I just mentioned your lame team. Stop being morons.
Right there, Taxi's your New York upbringing right there for you.
Well, I'm sorry, dude, but... You know, I'm sorry. Enough is enough.
Hey, looks like Smoking Man just came in the game here. I'm still checking on the roster to see who is going to play and who's going to sit. Right now, so far, the 5150 roster consists of Smoking Man, Slam, Slut, Adrenaline. We got Realistic, Chaos, FSB, Spy, and Smooth 22 with a little Red Dread action. I think. Did he just drop?
I don't know. I usually wait until I get at least a countdown before I... Before I read off the roster, because it's always really... Oh, there he is. I was looking for you. Bye. See you later. Oh, upside the head.
Looks like S3.
Hey, Farm spoke. Did you see that? Farm actually said hello to everybody out there listening. That's amazing. That people is a moment to record right there. Farm says hi.
Rasta wants to send out props and salutations.